Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick at Super Talk Mississippi, and we're going to talk about fixing up your home and making it a lot better place to be. And you should always, I mean, always look forward to having some time to get to go home and just get some R&R, get some relaxation. And sometimes there are some things you have to do to your home in order to achieve that goal of rest and recuperation, because your home may be cluttered, it may be, I think nowadays minimalist is really the way people are thinking. The less they can put in a room, the better it is. But saying that, putting less in a room doesn't mean that you have to make it uncomfortable. You need to keep the things in there that offer you just comfort and peace. Your couch or your recliner, that's very important. But all these extra tables and pictures, and it's too much clutter. And some rooms I've been in, you can't even walk through because there's so much clutter. Clutter is not a good thing. Using a minimal amount of furniture and a minimal amount of decorations is really the way to go. And it's also important. Paint color really adds to the comfort of your home. That is your choice, by the way. But hey, it's in the day and age where the decorators are going with a more neutral color on the walls and then doing their decorating elsewhere, getting color from pillows, getting color from whatever. But, that making your home more comfortable is what we're all about, and that's what we want to hear from. We want to hear from you today. At our phone line is 888-808-8637. That's a Super Talk call-in line. And if you'd like to text us, do so at 601-879-4395. And keep in mind, you can pick us up anywhere. Just pull up the Super Talk app on your phone and hit it. And I'm telling you, there are just so many places you can watch Super Talk or listen to Super Talk, or whether it's this particular show or any show with any one of our hosts in the past. We have that ability available to anybody who wants to have use of Super Talk anytime. And get to it. Use it. Be happy that you did. All right. Let's talk a little bit about engineers. Not toot your train kind of engineers. The kind that actually build stuff or plan building. Engineers always build or plan something with structural integrity. And that is the focus of their education and their actual practical application. Everything has to be structurally sound, and it's very important that it is that way. And years ago, it was like structurally sound the function of a project became like so important that form became secondary, so to speak. But in this day and age, engineers realize that you can still get all of the function and all of structural integrity that you need out of something by getting a little creative with your design. And you can see that in the way they're building new bridges. Like, look at the bridges in Boston right now. They're so different than what they used to be, just passovers over the road. The bridges are now they're decorative. I mean, and all over the world you'll see that. You'll see where engineers are beginning to bring the actual form of something closer to the structural integrity. Now, I don't think structural integrity, or it won't, as far as I know, ever become secondary. Structural integrity is the first thing engineers will always look for. But nowadays, form is such a consideration, whether it's a building or a house or a bridge, whatever it may be, it needs to not only be structurally sound, but also look really, really good. And I guess, having said something about engineering and structural soundness, it brings up decks. How many decks out there are structurally sound and are put up right and weren't pre-thought, just built? You know, it's much better to have it really thought out. And if you're going to build one yourself, talk to somebody who's built a lot of them. Maybe talk to an engineer, or maybe even the building department in your municipality. The building inspector, particularly, or a building inspector, can help you so much in getting a good structural design that actually has some form to it as well. Form is very, very important, and it really makes a difference in what people, you know, see, and then they realize that, hey, this has been engineered to work. And that's an important thing that engineers do. So, yeah. Form has become more important today than it ever was before. Engineers are building things with form more. I mean, you can just look. Even automobiles, the way they are formed today, they are formed to not only be energy efficient, but the shape of them makes them much more wind resistant. The wind just kind of passes by them and leaves them, you know, doesn't slow them down or impede them as it would with a box-type vehicle, or like it does with some huge, tall trucks, delivery trucks. But cars, automobiles, much different today than what they used to be. And that's all a matter of engineers really just saying, hey, you know, let's do something a little different here. Let's make it work. Let's make things work like they should work. But that's something that I think is very important. Another thing that's important is interior trim. Interior trim, I think keeping it clean is underrated. I don't think enough people really worry about keeping their interior trim clean. But by cleaning your interior trim, you can really make your home look just so much better, because we don't realize over the period of time that we get fingerprints on them. They get marks and scarred and in the kitchen, spaghetti sauce on them, whatever that may be. Get rid of that. And a good cleaner, you've heard me talk a lot about trisodium phosphate, TSP. Well, TSP and bleach and water are what we use for an outside house cleaning formula. I prefer using Jomax house cleaning formula as opposed to that, but both will work very, very well. But if you have some TSP, there's directions on there on how to actually go ahead and what solution you'll need with TSP and water to actually clean your baseboards. And TSP is a great, great all-purpose cleaner. It'll work wonders on doing that. Now, not only should all of your trim in the house be cleaned, but it also should be caulked to the sheetrock or jam liners and windows and doors. There should be no space. In other words, where your trim is attached to whatever it may be attached to, a door or a window or a sheetrock wall, those little areas all need to be sealed with caulking. And don't over-caulk. Caulking needs to kind of... It's one of those things where if you don't know that it's there, it really it's been put on right. And that's the way caulking should be. Caulking isn't something that is going to stand out where people say, oh, this has been caulked, look, I can see. But caulking is one of those things where, like the professionals do, they make caulking look like it belongs as part of the structure. And that's really what that's how caulking should be applied, as part of the structure. So any interior trim at all, anything you have that works for interior trim or does interior trim, caulking is very, very important. Well, we haven't said to what's his name, and he's quiet as a mouse. Hey, Lance, how are you today?
Oh, just working, baby, getting it done, enjoying the conversation.
You're dealing with all kind of computers back there. I see just.
Well, I'm getting, I'm making sure we have some good looking images ready to go for our music segment.
What's her name? No, that's racist. I'm sorry, I take that back. I don't want to be that way. I really don't. But yeah, well, good. Good.
Just staying busy. Saturdays are busy, especially when you have basketball and baseball, and you got the awesome handyman and the wonderful garden mama, and then we have a Strike Zone show to do, so it'll be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, today's a big day with sports. There's a lot of sports.
A lot of overlap right now.
Oh, that's right.
And State played very well, beat the brakes off of Tennessee.
Let me ask you this. They really did. When did that happen last?
Yesterday.
Yes.
Lunch.
And when do they play again?
They'll be around lunch today, some point in time. Yeah, I think it's I'm not quite sure, but I think it's an earlier game. Yeah, I got to look on the schedule. I had it open a minute ago.
I may go home and watch some of it.
State is.
They're so far up now. They're doing really well.
I got this. If you'll give me just a second, I had it open just in case you asked. They have the lunchtime game versus Auburn, and then A&M. They will play Florida at 2:30. Both of those are ESPN games. So
yeah, I'm showing airtime for something, either a baseball game or something. It's going to be 11:30. Do you know what is that airtime? Is that baseball or is that the basketball game we're talking about?
Both.
Both. Both.
Yeah, both. We have a little juggling to do around that. The 11:30 to 12 range, it will be fun today, like it was last. We have one more layer today. We had two baseball games last time. Now we have two baseball games also today, but you have a basketball and a baseball. So it is the same kind of layout. It's always fun.
So that means you're here all day?
Of course. Yeah, that's what Saturday's for.
That's what
Dixon's my dude. I work for Dixon and love doing the sports stuff and then getting to have different experiences during the week and with you guys on the weekend. So I'm fortunate that they let me do enough to keep me, challenged mentally and running around a bit physically, keep you in good shape.
That's great that you accept it as a mental challenge and want to really achieve the best you possibly can achieve. Because
I like to see how much I can do as well. I want to see my capacity.
There's been people here before that will only do what's necessary and maybe not even that sometimes.
But we don't talk about them.
No, I don't want to talk about
them. Seriously, it is fun because you want to find out. It's like anything. Like you say, you got to get out and do it and see.
Yes.
If you run into a wall and you don't know how to climb it, go figure that out. There are ways to do that. And
definitely ways to do that.
Information is right there at your fingertips. And that's it. It's just asking, I think, and learning. And I've done that. And all of y'all have been great to teach and be willing to do that. So I continue to try to see how much I can do. It's fun.
It's great fun.
And it's a great challenge. You want to be challenged in life. And this is a wonderful way to do that is to spend time with people you like and learn. Again, I don't know everything about anything. I know that. That's one thing I do know. I know very little about everything. So it's always a learning experience for me.
Well, the roles you play up here at Super Talk just throw you into many different areas, whether it be sports or just talk or just I was going to say battling with Paul.
Paul is a great mentor. And, that one thing that people don't get a lot is when you spend 3 hours with someone every day, you don't get to hear the in-between, which he is one of the funniest people on the planet. And we rarely get to – we get to share some of that on air,
sure.
But just some of the organic stuff that life experiences, things he says and learning from – mentors he's had, and it's really fun because he is such a wealth of knowledge,
really?
But yet he has such a unique way of presenting complex issues, I think, in a way that engage people. And it makes it fun from 6 a.m. to 9 when people are trying to wake up.
Well, yeah, for sure.
To have a guy like Paul, he is something else.
To take a complex subject and make it like almost elementary.
I think he tries to make it, and it's so organic for him to make it fun and enjoyable.
There you go.
Especially at that time in the morning. He knows his game very well and what the job is, and I learn every day. And same like today, learning from you guys, it's always
never
you may
stops.
Have to multitask, but you still have everything going in your ear and absorbing.
Well, I had to do something this week that I'm not particularly proud of, but I had to do it. I had a bird somehow nesting in my above my between my garage opener and the ceiling, and I knew if it stayed there, I'd end up in the end having a lot of bird waste on my automobiles, and I just did not want that. Yet I didn't want to remove this nest from this bird out of the area. And it was just a swallow of some kind. But I decided the nest had to go. So I pushed the nest out, and lo and behold, out of the bottom of the nest pops two little round eggs. And I went, oh, no, I did this. But it's better, I guess, that I did that than it would be to have them in my garage. And no critter living in your garage is going to be good for you. You should not allow that. Particularly birds or rodents of any kind. No, you don't need that in your garage. And we can prevent all that. And that's something we should do. But let me see. I'll take a minute here and tell you about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They've got something special going on today, I'm sure. You go to any Rebel Ace Hardware store, there's many, many stores around the central part of the state, and they're the best hardware store you'll ever, ever go into. Service is what they do best. They care so much about personal service, and they also give an awful lot of care and donations to their local community that particular store happens to be in. The Pearl really advertises a lot on the Pearl Youth League, and the other stores, the Spillway does the same, and Madison does the same, and DeVille does the same, Clinton does the same. They just do so much, and Jackson does the same, so much to help their community. But Rebel Ace also has an outdoor power equipment center, which is located right next door to their hardware store in Pearl, and it's just wonderful. You talk about you need a mower. Well, don't go buy one of those less expensive mowers at one of the big box home centers or one of your favorite department stores and say, yeah, I've got a great deal because I only spend like $120 on a mower, and it's going to last a couple of years. But if you buy a good mower and you buy one at Rebel Ace and you explain to them what you're looking for, whether it be self-propelled or driven by or hand-pushed or maybe even a riding mower or a zero-turn mower, they've got it all. Rebel Ace Hardware, not only do they have all the equipment you'll need, they also have the equipment you'll need to haul it home and haul it around town with. Rebel Ace Hardware. All right, coming up, Trey with Bulldog Construction. We're going to talk a little bit about what Bulldog Construction is all about. Don't you go away. You're listening to The Handyman Show at the MCEF Studios. This is Buddy at Super Talk. Be right back.
Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hey, Pearl, Mississippi.
Well, Welcome back to the Handyman Show right here at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and we're at Super Talk. We've got on the phone with us from Bulldog Construction. Trey is with us, and good morning, Trey.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
Man, it's so good to talk to you. We don't get you on the phone very much because you're such a you're kind of a busy guy.
Unfortunately, it's a few and far between nowadays.
So yeah, that's okay.
I'm glad to be a part of this Saturday.
Well, we're proud to have you too. Bulldog Construction. I know you and I talk about this all the time, but people should not confuse that with the fact that construction is part of your name. But really, you're not into building like houses. That's not what you do. Even though you probably have the ability, that is not your main focus. It is really concrete, the leveling of driveways, the leveling of airports, leveling of roadways. Is that correct in the thinking?
That's absolutely correct. Bulldog Construction has been in the business for 33 years. We specialize in commercial civil construction. So are well versed in the concrete world.
Yeah.
And then now we are in the polyurethane business. So that's where you're right on leveling driveways, sidewalks, roadways, so forth.
Yeah. What people don't understand, or they have little understanding, is their driveway may be a little bit out of kilter and it may be getting where it can be a problem. And instead of doing something at that point in time when it's still in the state where it can be repaired, first off, they don't realize that it can be repaired. They don't have they don't run into that every day, and they haven't talked to anybody who did that. Yet if they have a driveway that is concrete driveway that has some of the slabs are sticking up a little bit high, and that is all possibly fixable.
That's correct. Yeah, it's better to catch it on the front end, too, as well, especially with all the rain that we've been having lately. If
right.
you have any uneven areas of sidewalk and it's maybe broken a joint inside that curb within that concrete panel and you've got water intrusion, you're inviting a problematic situation to it that's going to progress more rapidly than you probably think,
right?
Especially when you're driving vehicles on it.
Sure. Oh my gosh, you put 3,000 pounds on something, it's gonna have an effect on it somewhere or other. The other side of the coin is like, what if somebody has what's considered a pretty good driveway? The expansion joints are in there, and expansion joints are nothing more than controlled cracks, and they're put in concrete, so that will exactly happen. But they're not always, there's not always enough, or are they always put in the correct place? So you will have some movement. You may have some changes that actually happen. Can people do something to prevent their driveway from getting bad? Is there something they should do to prevent that?
If there is control joints and expansion joints in concrete, you know, keeping those things sealed with a silicone sealant of some sort and preventing water to get down through there would certainly help. And that's definitely a do-it-yourself kind of, I guess, insurance policy is the best way to put it.
Right.
You're trying to prevent the inevitable of water getting underneath there. That would deter it. You know, there's also companies that will come in and possibly saw cut some more control joints if you feel like it's going to start cracking. But that's usually something that happens relatively quick after the driveway's poured, or
right.
it's around a tree that the roots have grown into it or underneath it, and it's causing that.
Yeah. In your opinion, do you think that control joints or expansion joints are used correctly in today's construction, or is it really determined more by the builder? Or what's your opinion on that?
I don't think they're ever used correctly.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of lot larger panels than I would like to see.
Yes.
With no contraction joint in it,
right?
Or control joint in it. So no, I don't think they're ever used correctly. Now, you know, a lot of the spec jobs that we do call for a lot tighter of a joint plan,
yes.
joint spacing than residential construction, unfortunately. But Yeah, that's why you got to stay on top of looking at your driveway. Your driveway is probably one of your biggest investments in your house.
Oh, people don't realize how much it's going to cost to replace your driveway.
That's right.
You look out, folks. Get your pocketbook ready. Call your banker. Right. Get ready to put a second mortgage on your house because that driveway is going to be expensive.
It is very expensive to remove and replace a driveway in a residential setting or in any setting, in fact. But it's an investment that you want to protect.
For sure.
So if it's a do-it-yourself kind of deal to try to get water from intruding underneath there, even just, you know, allowing something to separate and contract like that, if it's not sealed with some sort of silicone sealant, I mean, you're just inviting problems further down the road.
When your company goes to somebody's house and like is going to repair their pool, walk around their pool or their sidewalks in their driveway and make everything level as it should be again, is it at that point, do you do the sealing to make sure of the expansion joint to make sure they don't?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll let
you know. We do offer a joint sealing add on to our services, yes, of course. And let me, I'm glad you kind of went down that road. If there's a problem with a driveway or a pool deck or,
right,
or sidewalk, this polyurethane technology does not require any excavation. So I'm not digging up your yard or digging up your driveway or digging around your pool deck. This is a very minimally invasive applied product to level this. You won't even know that we've been there other than the fact that your problem's now corrected. And as far as driveways go, if you're at work and we're repairing your driveway, you can drive back on it that night when you get home.
Wow.
So there's no downtime in this.
It's not like you have to wait a couple of days for it to, well, this will be ready in a while.
That's correct. That's a benefit on the commercial side of it. You know, there's downtime in commercial property that they don't want to account for, and that's the benefit of using a polyurethane.
It's, yeah,
something that can be addressed and then back open again, you know, within a matter of hours.
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to say it's a nuisance. It's really not a nuisance. It's been around a while, but it's beginning to become more and more prevalent where people are beginning to understand it more and more, that it really is the way to level a driveway or walkway or whatever. And then the sealing of the expansion joints is so very important. But as you said, and I think this is true, expansion joints – well, a little story I'll tell. I was building a commercial building myself. I was the construction manager of a job over in Flowood, and we had a large parking lot to put in there for that building. And I said to the owner, I said, I'm not going to let the contractor decide how that concrete should be poured. I went to the Concrete Association and had them draw up a plan with more expansion joints than I thought was necessary, but that was really actually necessary to prevent the driveway from, or the parking lot from becoming a problem. And it works. It's still there today, and it works very well.
Well, you had access to great tools at your fingertips, and the average consumer can do the same thing. There's,
sure,
a lot of different companies or organizations out there that can provide information to you to help maybe navigate some problem areas in your,
right,
concrete, or if you're in the market to pour new, definitely reach out. Concrete Association is a great one to rely on.
Yeah, Joel Waters has been on the show with us before from the Concrete Association, and he would welcome any kind of inquiry about expansion joints or anything to do with, you know, aggregate or concrete or anything at all that's going to be poured, and he will advise you as to which way you should go, which is so, so important. And then also what's important and people are not aware of is pounds per square inch. What should I use? Should I use a 3,000? What would I do? That information can be had by going to somebody who has the knowledge, like yourself, who would know exactly what percentage of concrete should be used, and then don't overwater it by any means.
That's right.
Overwater it deletes it. Actually, makes it useless.
Yeah, and going back to Joel, he's one guy that you would love to talk with about concrete, because that's all the guy talks about is concrete.
Yeah, and on top of that, he's easy to converse with. He really is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's quite the guy. I enjoy speaking. And I'm going to have him on the show here in a while. I hadn't talked to him in a long time, but I want to talk a little more about the Concrete Association and what they do. But that's very important. They know the layouts. How do people get in touch with Bulldog Construction?
Easiest thing to do, call my office, 601-853-4242. That's 853-4242. Again, I always tell everybody listening to the show, if you think that you may have a problem, that regardless of whether or not I may be able to solve it, at least call me. Let me take a look at it, or one of my guys take a look at it. That definitely points you in the right direction, or maybe give you a DIY fix, something yeah, that sure. could something you could do yourself and stop the inevitable of something happening if it's not addressed.
All of that is determined on keeping an eye out on your property, and your driveway is part of your property, so you've got to watch it all the time. And if you see some expansion joints actually allowing moisture to get down, or water, rainwater to get down in through them and cause erosion and a call, and people just don't see them. They don't look at those. But that's something that if they would call somebody or get in touch with somebody and say, how do I address this situation before it becomes a serious problem? Just by keeping their eye out on it can help a great deal.
Absolutely. And we fix more than just driveways and sidewalks and pool decks, erosion areas, pond dams, road stabilization. I mean, walk around your property, and now is the time of year, unfortunately, when we were experiencing a lot of this rain,
right?
And we've got soft grounds. This is when you're going to see erosion. This is when you're going to see some ground areas pulling away from concrete. Give us a call. Let us come take a look at it, see if it's something that deems a repair.
Well, Trey, I know you work a lot in the commercial and industrial industry, roadways, airports, bridges, and all that sort of thing, but you're more than willing to help anybody in the residential market, whether it's new construction or older construction. It doesn't matter. If it needs work and it's to a point where it can be repaired, you'll be happy to do that, and you'll be happy to have somebody come and look at it and tell them whether it can be repaired or not.
Absolutely. These series of polyurethane products are suited for residential repair. I mean, again, it's a minimally evasive application. It is more cost-effective than removing and replacing whatever that may be.
Right.
Don't hesitate to call us. We've got somebody that will come take a look at it. It may not be the same day, but we can definitely get you on the list and get it looked at.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, and it's only fair to ask you, how long would it be if let's say I were to go home and look at my driveway and say, I'm going to call Trey and find out what's going on. How long would it be before I could expect somebody over there to look at it?
We try to get to people within a matter of a few days. I know it's pressing on
sure.
or it's on the forefront of y'all's minds when people are calling in.
Right.
But we always can't do that. I mean, we travel four states, so I'm constantly on the road so work with us. But again, I always offer people when they do call in and they do speak to me or one of my guys, I will provide my cell phone number or one of theirs. You can always text us pictures. You can chat with us on text. If that'll answer a question, in a more rapid manner to give you solution, then we're pleased to do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important. Again, I think it's important we get your number where people can write it down. Get your number out there.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 601-853-4242. 601-853-4242.
And Bulldog Construction will take care of any of the concrete you have around your house, or maybe you know some work that needs done around the house as far as concrete and that kind of structure is concerned, seawalls or whatever. Trey will be happy to send somebody over or come over himself and take a look at it and figure out how things can be corrected. And again, they also work, Trey will work, be happy to work in your prevention, preventing problems from coming up before they do. So if you have questions about your driveway and you say, I just don't know whether this is going to be a problem or not in the future, call Trey. He'll be happy to send somebody out and take a look at it. And
I can't tell you how many driveways I look at, and water diversion is at the top of the must-do list.
Yeah.
Water diversion, I mean, you know, you can buy all your supplies at a local hardware store.
Sure.
Or a local landscape supply store. I mean, there's a lot of do-it-yourself options or remedies to prevent a failure of concrete around your house.
Yeah. Trey, I've about run out of time, and I want to thank you, Bulldog Construction, for being part of what we do here on the Handyman Show. And we'll talk about you every week, and I appreciate you being here this morning, and thank you for being on the program.
Absolutely, buddy. Always a pleasure. Thank you for what you do, and I look forward to the next one.
All right, take care.
All right.
Superdog Mississippi at the MCF Studios. Take a break. Right back.
Big black letters on my dead end sign.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river moving slow. Ain't no hurry. That's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Plan a visit to Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
At Fillmore.
Supposed to talk. I don't want to. I want to listen. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Hey, our text line 601-879-4395. And somebody texts in that they can't get Super Talk on their local station. But, man, Super Talk is everywhere. If you pull up the app of or just go to supertalk.fm. They'll be. You can watch the show live on your computer. You can listen to the show live on your computer, or on your smartphone, or on your TV even. Just and there, it's available so many different ways. So if you don't hear us on a broadcast radio, find another way. There are plenty of them.
And you don't have to be a handyman.
Yeah, you don't have, no.
Just go to supertalk.fm.
That's right.
And you can go out there and hit listen live. Go to stations. If your local station may be down for some reason, there are weather issues at times. The transmitters may, you know, have an issue. So just go to the website. Go to maybe Jackson.
Yeah.
Or go to North, whatever you want to do. Because all the stations are listed individually that are network stations. You can click one. You can hit anything that's going on there, our local programming. You can hit, if it's network, go to the, you know, and sometimes it may be trial or error. You may just check one and make sure. And if that one's not playing what you're looking for, you might want to hit the Jackson one, right? Because there's unlimited options. And then you have the live stream and
there
the video
are
and
options.
And then the app too. So,
yeah.
But if you're looking for talk stuff, remember, there's a couple of drop downs in there. One says news and talk, and the other may be music. So hit the talk, and you'll see all the different talk shows too. You can search that way and go
right
directly to, say, the Handyman Show, which is listed on that drop down.
Yes, it is.
So lots of ways to do it, and this time of year there's overlaps and things that happen, and we'll make it work.
Once you pull up the shows on the Super Talk site, the handyman shows, you have to scroll down.
Yeah, we got a bunch of good shows, and so they're all listed in there. All the network programs will be in there
as well, to find.
Yeah, and you can also search, you know, your the historical ones if you're looking for things that way.
Right.
If you are ever looking for a show that you heard something and you go, wow, I know that was on this date. Let me know what day it is,
right. Because
it's hard to go through, you know, weeks of stuff and find the one thing you're looking for. But if you're looking for something and you reach out to me directly and you know the time range and the date, I can pull that and send you a clip of that.
So sure.
That's no trouble, and anything we can do to help you have your handyman day go better for you.
There was a time where we would have guests on the show, and almost always when they'd leave, they say, can we get a tape of that particular program or a CD of that particular show? That's a thing of the past.
Yeah, just email it. Compress it and email it. You got it.
It's digital.
MP4
this digital
format.
That's right. This digital stuff is everywhere.
So. And we do a lot. You know, that's the thing on the weekend shows a lot. We don't pull apart pieces and post them because by Monday it's going to be potentially stale. So if there is something that you are looking for, a topic that Buddy covered, yeah, well, I can definitely pull out a 2 or 3 or 4 minute segment and email it to you. Just be specific so, you know, I know what you're looking for. And then usually I can get to that on a Monday or something and shoot it to you. So.
That's really how I, you know, during the week I proof my show. But I will do it in segments and I will go to a particular spot that I want to go to and listen to that part of it and say, okay, I like what I did or I didn't like what I did. I'll do it differently next week. And that helps a lot just by going. And it does, once you get to that app or get to that supertalk.fm, you can go to any portion of a show that you care to listen to. So it's very, very helpful. All right, back to handyman stuff. I have somebody that complained about a smell of their clothes when after they've been through their washing machine using detergent and doing all the things that are necessary, and they wanted to know if there's something that could be done. Well, the best thing you can do is do a dry run with water and just use white vinegar. White vinegar added to the wash. You need a cup of white vinegar added to a wash can really just do away with any odor that may have built up inside of your washing machine. And odors can build up. It's important to white vinegar. White vinegar is great stuff and can be used for many, many, many different things. And with white vinegar and baking soda, you can make every drain in your house work the way it should work by just putting down baking soda down there and following it with some white vinegar. And about 10 minutes later, follow it with lots of hot water and wash that stuff right out of your system. And it'll keep all of your plumbing working the way it should be working. But white vinegar, it works very well in getting rid of the odor that your washing machine may be adding to the clothes that you're wearing. If you're doing a load of clothes and they come out and they have an odor to them, why wash them? You know? So clean that up. It's easy to do, easy to add, and yes, you can do that in no time at all. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about low-E glass and glass in general. There's been so many questions about low-E glass lately. First, low-E stands for low emissivity. It means that heat does not transfer past low-E as well as it can in regular clear IG. Now, IG glass, insulated glass, helps a great deal in preventing hot air from getting on one side or the other. Low-E adds to that process. Now, there are different levels of low-E that are available. You can get just basic low-E, which is just a single layer of a thin metallic film on the interior of one section of your glass. Or you can get low-E squared, which is a thin film of material put on the inside of both layers of your insulated glass. And then you can get low-E squared with argon gas and seal all the seals as well. My suggestion is if you're going to replace windows, first off, that is not going to be an inexpensive ordeal. Replacing windows today has become somewhat expensive because of the fact that most of the energy that we have that we lose in our house was lost through the holes in our walls, which are windows and doors. But they've improved glass so much so, it's still not to the same value as maybe the walls, but it is so, so much superior to what it used to be. So get the best low E you can possibly get when you're ordering new windows, and it will help you in energy efficiency. And the addition in the cost isn't going to be that much different to get low E glass. Now, having said that, it should be known that when you put low-E glass inside a house, from the outside, it seems to look like the glass is slightly tinted. Might be a green, might be a blue. But from the inside, you cannot see it at all. It's clear as a bell. And it looks just like that. But don't let that little tint think that you don't need it, because that little tint is part of what helps prevent UV rays and all that heat from getting into your house. Low-E glass is something important. It's an important addition to any window at all. So when you're replacing windows, it's a good idea to use low-E glass always. All right, you're listening to the Handyman Show at the MCEF Studios. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. We'll tell you a little bit about what they're all about in here in a few minutes. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's Handyman at Super Talk Mississippi. We're going to take a short break. Don't you go away. We'll come back after local news, and also Fox has national news coming up, and Fox local news also. And then we'll have a music segment shortly, and we'll be back with more of the Handyman Show in just a moment. Don't go away.
Toast sack, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a sham, 'cause her mama was working on changing. A Richard Spafford. Straight.
The Brian McKnight 4. Live in concert. Saturday, June 29th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center.
You're like a dream come true.
Don't miss this special evening with the Brian McKnight 4. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Brian McKnight 4.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is Home Ant.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to 2 simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Yeah. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. And this is the music segment where we spend a little bit of time talking about different areas and different groups and different music of all type. And today we're going to focus a little bit on rain songs, or songs that were dedicated to rain, or songs about rain, or songs that have rain in them. And there's just I think a good place to start is with a group called the Arithmatics. And that's Ann Lennox and Dave Stewart are the Arithmatics. And they've done a number of great, great songs that people are just really are familiar with. But they did also a song which was actually, I think it was a hit record. Here Comes the Rain Again. It was one of their bigger hits. It had a major, major play all the time. But it's really worth listening to, and the lyrics are really good. So let's give a little listen to the Arithmatics. Here Come the Rain.
Thank you.
come the rain again. Yeah, it's coming. And I'm glad that it is. Rain really helps. We're in a season right now where there's going to be pollen just everywhere. Matter of fact, I've seen some at my house a good bit already. But the rain kind of keeps things kind of nice. I like rainy days are okay. When I was on the road, really got involved with listening to a lot of Jim Croce. And Jim Croce is from Alabama and was killed in a plane crash, unfortunately. And really was, because if he is still writing the music today, that it was with the quality of the music that he was writing when he was writing, it would be amazing what he would be putting out and the things he would be hearing. But I've listened to a lot of Jim Croce, and he used to have gatherings down at a farm in Alabama where everybody, I mean, James Taylor and Jimmy Buffett, everybody would go there to write songs and just gather around. Jesse Winchester would go there. They all gather around and circle and just do different songs. And Jim Croce was just that kind of guy. People liked him a lot. But well, the song that I think is great is called Alabama Rain. And here's Jim Croce with Alabama Rain. Let's listen to it.
Lazy days in mid-July, country Sunday mornings, dusty haze on summer highways, sweet magnolia calling. But now and then I find myself thinking of the days that we were walking in the Alabama rain. Driving movies Friday nights, drinking beer and laughing. Somehow things were always right, I just don't know what happened. But now and then I find myself thinking of the days when we were walking in the Alabama rain.
I've done that myself a few times.
We were only
walking in that Alabama rain. There's something about it that's so nice to be out in a, not really a heavy, but a light rain, and have rain gear on and be walking out in it. It's just so fun. And little kids love to be in the rain with rubber boots on and go splashing in puddles. Man, that's so much fun. And, of course, if they're riding a bike, they're always going to run it through a puddle if they can help it. Always. That's what they do. But Jim Croce was, he had a knack of putting lyrics and chords and sounds together, which is unbelievable. Plus, he had a great other guitar player who played. There were two acoustic guitars. Jim played one, and he had, I forgot the name of his other guitar player. He was a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. Also died in the plane crash as well. Very, very good. Very good person. Very, very enjoyed him very much. All right, moving ahead. Talking about rain songs and great artists, too. Phil Collins is a great artist. And in the rain song that I chose that Phil Collins does, Eric Clapton plays guitar on the lead and actually does the intro of the song. And it's tremendous when you think that Phil Collins was doing this kind of stuff, and he makes you understand how important it is to rain down. And there's so many people that have taken this song and applied it to situations where there have been losses in their life, whether it be a relationship or a death or whatever. They've used this particular song. It's called I Wish It Would Rain Down, Jim, by Phil Collins. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Phil Collins was a great writer. He could write just some wonderful songs about lost relationships and the sorrow of all that, of loss, period. Phil Collins has a talent for doing that. And he's an exceptional drummer, by the way. People just don't realize how really, really – matter of fact, I saw an earlier video concert. It was on a VCR tape. It was at the Monterey Pop Festival with Eric Clapton on guitar. Phil Collins was on the drums, and a couple of guys playing. One was playing keyboard, and one was playing bass, and that was all. And it was a tremendous, tremendous show. Phil Collins is like a tremendous drummer, if you didn't know that. He is really incredibly good. Well, going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about something that affects everybody. Everybody is – I think Mondays have an effect on an entire – the way people think. But so do rainy days have an effect on people. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. But let's listen to the Carpenters just do Rainy Days and Monday.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Yeah, rainy days and Mondays.
Funny.
Always get me down. Back when that song was recorded, it was before the age of the tone control and all voice control and all that can take place now by putting it through a system that actually brings you to tone. Well, they didn't have that back then, but Karen Carpenter had one of those voices that was just pure and always on key. And there are very few people who do just that. Alison Krauss is one of those. Always on key, always hitting the notes, always doing particularly well in that area. Very, very good at that she was. But she did such a great job, Alison Krauss. And Karen Carpenter, our loss, but Karen Carpenter had such a great, great, great voice and was doing so many good songs. And the music segment, I'm going to turn it over and let Lance run his story, what he's got to say. What do you got going on over there, Lance?
I'm going to go with Widespread and Hatfield. I'm going to play this and the story behind it. It's a true story and an amazing story. Everyone ought to know a little bit about it. It's a really cool one. Let me get this rolling for us.
Swimming closer.
All right, so as the story goes, San Diego was in a four-year drought and back in 1915, and they just built these dams. They couldn't fill them up.
I thought they already fell into the ocean.
Yeah. And at the time, the city was growing. The newly constructed Lake Marina, which is mentioned in the song, was yet to be filled. So they were having all this trouble with drought. I mean, bad drought. So they found this guy named Charles Hatfield and his brother who claimed that they could make rain. And, you know, they did. And they set up shop outside Lake Marina in the dam and worked for 4 days. And eventually, with their concoction and their smoke making, and it was secret sauce, so to speak, it rained. And it would not quit raining. The tune of busting all the dams and killing 20 to 60 people, wow, causing millions of dollars worth of damage. Well, they promised Hatfield if he made it rain, he'd get $10,000. So he took him to court and could never get actually the money, but he was also cleared of any wrongdoing in the killing. But they tried to lynch him. And I mean, it's a real story. So.
And he really made rain.
And he really made rain. And he was known for this. This wasn't the first time he had done this, but on this scale where it literally. A four-year drought, and 4 days after he starts, it comes into a torrential downpour that will not stop. And so he said, hey, I'm not going to tell you the secret recipe. But
Did this guy live in a cave?
No, he and his brother were well-known.
Prophesized other things as well.
Back then, that was actually very common, the rainmaker was, but they were mostly scammers. But this guy, Charles Hatfield and his brother, true story. There are markers out there in the area for this, and so Widespread wrote the song in honor of the story and the plight. He never got paid, but he also wasn't blamed for the act of God that was caused. So, but one of those fascinating stories. It's almost too crazy to be true.
It's a shame to go through something like that and expect a certain reward at the end, and then all of a sudden be in trouble for it.
It was years. I mean, they went to court for years, and eventually he was cleared of any wrongdoing, but at the same time, he never got paid his $10,000. He said, I would have settled for $4,000, but they never would pay him. So,
wow.
At any rate, he made rain.
Stuff happens. Make rain. Hey, make rain. And I like a rainy day. The problem with any rainy day that I have is I've got to let the dogs out, and they're going to get wet, and they're going to bring trash in the house all the time. And cleaning them is like a – to clean two huge dogs takes a while to get them to where they want. And then even when you get them clean, it's still going to bring trash in the house. That's just the way rain is. But rain is a good thing.
I got you a little time left if you want to talk about your Beatles song for the out bump.
All right. Out music is going to be the Beatles is going to be the outtake. And they did a song called Rain, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. And it's such a great song. The Beatles are going to do Rain.
And that was on Paperback Writer, I think, is the album that was on.
Right.
I'm not, when I was cutting that, I wasn't familiar with that album very much. So it was, have to go back and dig in a little bit. But the Beatles, that's so wide a berth on what they did. I mean, man.
So much and so many albums that I'm in the same situation where I'm not quite familiar with what album it fits in, where it goes, and why it goes. But they were great at putting things together like that and have done so much good.
We'll have a good cut of it.
Solid
here.
Music.
This is excellence in mastering right here.
All right, let's listen to the Beatles. And this is the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the MCEF Studios. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't you go away. Here are the Beatles.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Us England for
Lance, he always picks up my Can't Step On. I have trouble walking over some of these songs. All right. But we've got...
Hey, it's hard. I mean, you know, the music.
I mean, yeah. I go home and I'll print something on and listen to it, and that's what I want to do.
You're a musician. Yeah. It's hard to step on good stuff. I know. I don't blame you.
It's hard to step on good. But we've got to get back to doing handyman stuff. So I will. All right. Handyman Show Radio, Super Talk Mississippi at the MCF Studios. Hey, guiding and training people to become technicians in building, industrial work, commercial work, or residential construction. Well, when those people gain that experience, they gain self-esteem and are in a position to really receive a sizable income in a variety of different fields. MCEF, that's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, develops all of these people into this kind of facility, into this kind of job. And there are so many people that really don't know what to do with their lives, don't know whether they should work with their hands technically or they should go to work physically doing something. But being part of the industry of building and renovating and remodeling and commercial work is so, so important. MCEF has not only great programs to train you because they have master technicians on board who are the instructors, but also they can guide you into all the different trade schools, and whether it be high school or above, where you can really learn a specific, you know, course, whether it be electrical or plumbing or HVAC work or something that you just about have to make a call. People can't do it yourself, a lot of these things, but a lot of training goes into making somebody able to work on your heating and air unit and know exactly what they're doing, because there's a lot of bells and whistles to it, and a lot of things today are run by computer. Whether you're in the industrial world or whether you're in the everyday worker world, the computer and technology has an awful lot to do with it. Well, MCEF wants to make sure that you're up to speed on the technology, and that's part of what they train as well. You get in touch with MCEF.net. And on their website, you will see so much information on how you can get involved with it, who are their who sits on their board is amazing. The people they have that are really, you know, members of their board just is endless of the people who are really the big shots in the state that run this whole situation, run the biggest construction companies, run the, whether it be particularly commercial, unbelievable. But you'll also see how you can get involved. And if you really, you just really want to talk to somebody, go to Brent@mcef.net, and they'll get you. He will be happy to talk to you, and they'll call you back. Even if you want to give me your phone number, he'll be happy to talk to you about that as well. So MCEF is a great organization, and I think they're doing a good job for the state and have continued to do so and will continue to do so for a long time, because people will always need the work training that they do. MCEF is a great organization. Hi. Had a call earlier, or text, I'm sorry, earlier about somebody who actually has a well water and they had to put in a new tank. I'm assuming when he said they had to put in a new tank, is he talking about a hot water heater, I think.
Probably, I would imagine. But I've had to replace a well all the way down, you know, the motor and everything, and I had the same issue. It looked like it was red dirt, and it probably was running aground. The well wasn't the deepest, but at the same time, there was rust, that, and it was coming from the hot water heater itself. So, yes, I mean, if you're seeing that kind of water coming into your refrigerant, into your refrigerator water supply line, yes, you definitely want to disconnect that line.
Yeah.
If there's any sediment making it into your water line from your pump or well, find out the source of that problem.
Right.
And then go from there. But I definitely would not be using the water in your ice maker, because you'll end up replacing your ice maker.
Make
whether
sure
it is silt from a run-aground well or whether it is
iron
content. And they could be both, actually. I've had both of the same. So I had to have a new well. Didn't have to have it re-drilled, but did have to have a new system.
Components,
yeah,
new, so to
components.
Speak.
And then running the nasty out of the lines is always a bit of a challenge. But that's something you want to do until you don't hook it back up to your refrigerator until you get the sediment out.
Right.
So
ice makers are great additions to homes, but they kind of have to be done correctly. They have to be done right. And then you cannot have impure water going into them, or they're going to create problems, because the feed line to an ice maker is a very small, like, what is it, a quarter-inch line or something like that? Very small plastic line. Some of them are metal, but metal is kind of old school. Copper is old school. You don't see that as much nowadays as you see in the PVC pipe that runs from your water line inside your wall to your ice maker. But that water needs to be clean. So how to answer your question, I'm not quite sure where, but that's what we think.
If you could find the source,
right,
you know, where the sediment's, if it's coming from the hot water heater, one way you can figure that out, and it's not a fun, but is to disconnect, turn it off, open up the side panel, and pull your element out and see. You have a top element and a bottom element.
Right.
And if you've got rust around that, and you see, because that heating element is sitting in the same water.
Sure.
And even when you open, you may be able to get in there with a rag and just rub real gently on the inside of that can, if you can get in there and see if it's got rust. And if it does, you'll know where it's coming from, and you're going to have to replace the hot water heater, or if somebody, you know, rebuilds them and can replace the can,
right,
that's one option. But generally, it's just more affordable to buy a new hot water heater once you get
really
to that.
It really is. Yeah, once you start messing with that water.
Flush it. I mean, if it's dust and dirt and mildew stuff from the bottom of the well,
right,
you can get that out. But, you're just going to have to work a little. It's not an easy process, I should say.
And I think the most important thing that you spoke of, Lance, was before you stick your hand in it, make sure it's disconnected.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're dealing with electricity and water.
If it's
a gas one, still make sure you're disconnected.
Make sure it's disconnected.
And also, Newman, make sure you drain it out completely before you dig into your element, because that water will come out where you remove the element.
And if your water heater is 10 years old or older, it's probably, don't try and fix it, replace it. And because the new ones are much more energy efficient and will work a whole lot better.
Well, and we just replaced one in a cabin that was from 85 or 86.
Yeah.
It was amazing that it had lasted that long.
Sure.
But, you know, you're not using it every day.
Right.
It's not something that is getting that kind of wear and tear. But at the same time, it was on a well, and the water was very, you could say, pungent.
Yes.
Until we got city water, which was recently. The water was rough. It didn't do any damage to the actual a hot water heater, though. It just smelled like iron, obviously, and sulfur, because the well, it was not very deep. It's not water you would want to drink. So, again, you know, that hot water heater did not have real buildup in there of iron or anything, even though we had an irony, sulfury water. So, again, I would just say find the source as best you can. And that, you may be surprised. It may be dirt.
Yeah.
Coming from the well.
Right. But I hope we've answered at least we addressed it. We addressed it the best we know how. We'll find out more about that in the upcoming future. Seeing houses around here lately having solar panels put on them, and I've seen more of those lately than I've seen in a long time. And I know a person who is involved pretty heavily in solar panels, and I may get them on board so we can talk a little bit more about solar panels in this market area. What what they think about them and what they can do. So we'll be talking about that in the future. I don't have an opinion on that just yet, or I'm not ready to voice the opinion that I have at this point in time until I talk to a pro and see what they have to say about it. So we'll get to that in time, next week or so, because I think it's important. Everybody needs to know. You know, I'm sure you've driven around yourself and seen solar panels on houses that somehow weren't there before. And why are people putting them up now? What's making this work? That's my question. All right, and we'll find out more about that. Also, something I just need to say because it keeps coming back into my mind. Fire departments, when they come to a house, they want to know, do you have a gas grill in back with a propane tank? Are you have extra propane tanks? Anything that can create a chemical situation, or if you have solar panels, then you probably have a reserve system that holds energy. Well, and that energy is held by batteries, and those batteries can be very dangerous when there's a fire involved. So it's important that you realize what your systems are so that you may explain that to a fireman before they enter a fire situation. And I don't know where that came from. I just thought that was important to mention. All right. Interior doors. Have they changed over the years or what? When they first started making door units, and they stopped making doors and then building frames on site. The craftsmen were building actually frames on site and building the stops and putting the casing on, installing, boring, and routing the door. Well, nowadays you can buy pre-hung doors. Well, when pre-hung doors first came out, the first door that was used was a Luan door, a hollow core Luan door. That's a solid flush Luan door. And they upgraded it to a birch door, solid, a hollow core birch door, which worked extremely well. Birch doors are more apt for staining than a Luan door. A Luan door is more like a paintable product, and that's the way it should be used. But then people went to a product like a six-panel pine door, and that became very, very popular. But in this day and age, it's gotten very, very expensive to put a six-panel pine door in. But a company called Masonite has made a door, which is a wonderful, wonderful product, a Masonite hollow core door unit, because the skin of the Masonite can be pressed into any shape, whether it be a six panel, or whether it be a two panel, or whether it be a one panel, or whether it be a five different panels, anything that you desire. They offer so many doors, and they offer them two ways, either smooth finish or a textured wood finish in these Masonite doors. And then all of the doors that Masonite offers are also available in what they call their Safe and Sound series. Their Safe and Sound series is a solid door, and it's a door that is solid core, and one is got a higher fire rating because it takes longer for fire to get through a solid door than it would a hollow core door. And a sound rating is much better with a Safe and Sound door. It's much, much higher. So Safe and Sound is not a bad way to go. A little bit expensive. And is it going to look any different than a hollow core door? No. But it's going to feel different when you go to close it and you go into a room. It's going to sound different as well. So Masonite has done a great job. And that's what you find nowadays indoors most of the time. And when people want to step up into something, they end up going back to six-panel pine and or use an exotic type wood to make wonderful doors like barn doors, on barn door tracks that slide and close, whether your door is made out of cypress or some kind of exotic wood that you decide you want your door made out of that. I was in a door factory the other day and was looking at a cypress door that was made for that was going to go on a barn door track, and it was gorgeous. I mean, and the wood that it came out of looked like it was throwaway wood, but it was knotty cypress with holes in it. Well, that will make a wonderful, wonderful looking door in even the newest construction. And a lot of people are going in that direction, using that cypress door to take care of the things they want to take care of. But interior doors, Yeah, they get a little lot of adjustment with the movement, and our house moves a little bit, and our foundation may give us some trouble. But doors are somewhat adjustable and can be repaired to work the way they should work. And that's all just a matter of knowing exactly how to do that. The worst-case scenario is a door unit may need to be taken all out of its hole and put back in, and made square to put back in correctly. There should be enough of a rough opening of a door. In other words, when you a 36-inch door will probably take a 38.5-inch rough opening, which means that's where the 2x4s are. But you should have enough room to make adjustments with a door, even with foundation problems. So that's my story on doors. I'll take a short break. We've got the another section coming up on the Handyman Show. You stick right with us at the MCEF Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't you go away. It's Super Talk.
Call me old-fashioned if you want, but I believe there's something to be said for doing good, honest work. As a craft professional, I get to build the places we work in, the homes we live and play in, the roads we drive on, and more. And the best part is that I'm learning new technologies as they emerge or evolve. Maybe I'm not so old-fashioned after all.
Trade up. Discover the power of career and technical education and start building your career. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Building tomorrow's workforce today.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Big Pop Gun.
All right, Lance, you got to tell me who that was.
Randy Rhoads test tune, test tone for before they played Crazy Train in a warm up session. What a dude!
That was unbelievable guitar work.
Yeah, I mean, and I love the solo action. You can catch some really good ones at times when they catch them on the test tone before the show.
Yeah,
and it's really cool.
To go to a warm up.
Eddie Van Halen stuff is like that.
A sound check is like unbelievable.
No, yeah, that's what it is. The sound check, tone check, and Eddie, you can catch a couple of those that are really just out there. You're like, whoa, come on, man.
Unbelievable stuff is what A can do. when he was playing guitar, I was like, how do you do that stuff? Amazing stuff. At any rate, we won't go down that road just yet because it's not 11 o'clock. So we're going to go back to handyman stuff. There are a lot of different. Circular saw is a great thing. A circular saw is a great thing, and there was a standard in the industry for a long time. There was a 7 1/4 circular saw available, and there was a regular circular saw, and there's a worm drive circular saw, which is a heavy duty, kind of like a workman's type, one that's going to be used 5 or 6 days a week all the time. Then you'd probably need a worm saw to do just exactly that. and always try to buy a good brand. But it should be said that nowadays, a lot smaller circular saws are being made. There's a 6 1/4, there's a 4 1/2 inch. And these little saws, people say, well, what good is a 4 1/2 inch? Well, you would be surprised that a 4 1/2 inch can cut through a piece of 1x or 2x something and can do a great job. If you have a, I think a 4 1/4 hands, a circular saw is a great handyman tool. And at most 6 1/4, I really can't see a handyman needing a do-it-yourselfer needing a 7 1/4 saw around the house very often, unless they've got a full-blown shop. Now, that's different. They may have a table saw. They may have a belt sander in there. They may have all kinds of things in there. And then, yes, maybe it is important to get a very high-quality, high-end circular saw. But for just do-it-yourself, time-to-time work, I think the 7 1/4 saw will do just wonders. And it should be said that the better ones today are operated, battery-operated. It's important to know that those batteries are should be put in your saw and used all the way up before they're put in the charger. It's not right to use a saw for 5 minutes and still have a lot of charge in your battery, but because you've used the saw for 5 minutes, you're going to put the battery back in the charger. Well, that's some batteries have, or most batteries have, what's called a memory, and they were going to remember that it only can stay charged for the 10 minutes that you're going to use it, and after that it loses its charge because it's been recharged at that point over and over again, and it has a battery memory. Therefore, it's better to have like two batteries, one that you can use all the way up, and when it runs out, put it in its charger after it cools off a little bit, and then put your new battery in and go ahead with your work. So two batteries is not a bad thing. But that 7 1/4, 6 1/4, 4 1/4 circular saws, wonderful, wonderful hand tools, and they do a great job for you. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Atlas Foundation. You talk about a foundation company that knows their stuff. Tony Opino's been doing this a long time, and he knows about slab foundations, how to fix them, how to repair them, with very little customer problems. Customers don't feel the aggravation of remodeling they would in other projects, because mostly what he does is done this with a pickup truck and two men, and can be taken care of in just about a day, sometimes less. And if it's a big job, sometimes 2 days, but not very long. No big truck is going to drive on your driveway. No concrete truck, no cement truck, none of that. It's all done with Tony Arpino really knows his foundations very well. You call him at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, he's in the foundation business, and he wants to help you and can solve your foundation problems. He knows about all the soils in Mississippi. Give him a call. You'll be very, very happy you did. All right. And we're proud to have Tony as a sponsor on the show. He has been a long-time sponsor on the Handyman Show. We appreciate Tony. Tony's done a great job for us, and a great job for anybody he's ever worked for. That's the way Tony is. He just cares about his work and cares about people. All right. Handyman stuff. Well, social media is a great addition to our lives, but it shouldn't become our lives. And that's what's happening. So many people are getting involved with social media and one believing everything that social media says, which does not hold water, because social media does say some things that just, when you fact-check them, you find out that the facts aren't correct, and it's used everywhere. But the best way to know a person is have a face-to-face, no device in hand, to always be on the phone, always talking, to actually have a discussion with them, to see their body language, to see their facial expressions. None of that shows up on social media conversations. None of it does. You can say words, and you can have that feeling and that emotion behind that word that you may have, but it just does not show up on social media. social media doesn't carry personal feelings with it. It's a cold device, and it works just on just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, and that's all it wants. It wants nothing to go along with the facts, just the facts. And I think it's a good thing. Social media is certainly becoming a useful tool in the building and remodeling and do-it-yourself industry as far as what's available as far as any kind of social, any kind of technical tool, whether it be a laser line level or whether it be anything at all. Drones are being used a great deal. So it really does help as far as the industry is concerned. And a lot of machines are controlled by computers right now that are run by keyboards. You know, actually to type in what you want this thing to do, and it will do it for you and do it exactly well. So, yes, it is important that we understand social media. It definitely is. And does it factor in? Well, if you happen to have grown up as a social media person who just about lives on social media, there's a place in the construction, building, and industrial industry for you, because those people are needed as well. They need people who have technical ability as well as to use social media in its way, in the best way that it can. Social media is a very good thing, but it can also be a look out kind of dangerous kind of thing. So look out for it. Square footage. Oh, square footage in houses. Don't clutter your house up. Then you'll have more square footage than you think you do. I've seen some small houses that look like a lot bigger than they really are because of the way they're laid out. Hey, you've been listening for 2 hours to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the MCEF Studios. About to go home and talk to you next weekend. Enjoy the games that are coming on today. A lot happening here on Super Talk all day long as far as baseball and basketball is concerned. So talk to you next week, Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's Handyman. Bye-bye.
Way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Lone Star. Live. Saturday, May 25th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. A night filled with all the hits.
Every little thing that you do. Baby,
on sale now at PearlRiverResort.com. Lone Star. Saturday, May 25th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center.
No news.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.